It is my distinct pleasure to introduce Major General Tim Orr, Adjutant General of the National Guard. General Orr is here to present the condition of the Iowa National Guard. Those of us, when I was in Korea, we'd see these jeeps coming up the hill with the red stars on them, and we'd say, the man is here. So General Orr, turn the podium over to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for that warm welcome. I'm honored and privileged once again to stand before you and provide this annual report on the condition of the Iowa National Guard. Your Iowa National Guard has evolved from the state militia created in 1836 into a full-spectrum operational force prepared to defend our state and nation during an era of persistent conflict. Your Iowa National Guard has executed every mission assigned, served their state here at home, and deployed wherever needed in moments' notice. Your National Guard is truly making a difference every day. Speaker Paulson, President Kibbe, thank you for the gracious invitation to address this joint session of the 84th General Assembly of the Iowa Legislature. Governor Branstad, Lieutenant Governor Reynolds, members of the General Assembly, distinguished guests, fellow Iowans, I want to begin by saying thank you to Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds for your support and confidence in me to continue leading the Iowa National Guard into the future. Thank you. I also want to thank you for devoting your first day of office and for taking time to sponsor all inaugural events on behalf of the men and women that are serving in the Iowa National Guard. You've demonstrated from the very beginning your support for the Iowa National Guard by signing the Salute to the Iowa National Guard Executive Order Proclamation on January 14, 2011. Honoring the service of the men and women of the Iowa National Guard, their families, and their employers. I also want to thank Governor Culver and Lieutenant Governor Judge for their strong leadership during the most significant period of time in the history of the Iowa National Guard. I thank you for your efforts to attend our homecomings, our send-offs, your strong support for our families and employers, and their willingness to travel overseas to visit our deployed warriors. I would also like to give a special thank you to our citizen legislators who have done so much to honor and support the Iowa National Guard over the years. Through your legislative programs and participation in our community events, you have embodied unwavering support for our soldiers and our airmen. The state of Iowa has one of the strongest traditions of any state for its commitment to its National Guard. Our success is directly attributed to what would have been done, what you have done for the Iowa National Guard. We humbly thank you. But above all, I want to thank the people of Iowa. Last year, I asked all Iowans for their support in helping our deployed families and warriors, and I'm pleased to report that the citizens of Iowa have delivered. The support we have received can be summed up in two words: simply incredible. What they have done and continue to do for our soldiers, airmen, and their families throughout our combat deployments and state emergency response missions is a true testament to the unmatched community support that we are so privileged to enjoy in this state. Through all the efforts of our soldiers, airmen, families, employers, elected leaders, and our citizens, we have demonstrated in Iowa that Iowa is a state that truly serves together. Over this past year, I've had a privilege of visiting our men and women at their local armories, at their annual training locations, community send-offs, welcome home events. In addition, Command Sergeant Major Breitsprecher, my senior leader, enlisted leader, and I have traveled outside of Iowa to visit soldiers that are preparing for mobilization at Camp Shelby and at the National Training Center in California. We've been overseas to places like Kosovo, Germany, Kuwait, Iraq, Afghanistan to visit our deployed troops, seeing firsthand the readiness and the strong resolve of the Iowa National Guard. We've also visited our injured and our ill soldiers all across the nation, at Walter Reed Medical Center, at Brooks Army Medical Center, at Bethesda Naval Hospital, at Fort Gordon, at Fort Riley, at Fort Leonard Wood, the National Institute of Health, and at the Regional Warrior Transition Battalions. Despite the high operation tempo, the mission requirements, and the daily challenges of our Iowa National Guard soldiers and airmen, we remain unconditionally mission-focused and warrior-ready. Today, I deliver my second condition of the Guard address. Over the next several minutes, I would like to focus on two important areas. First, where we have come over the last year, and two, what are we doing to take care of our force? It's been nearly 9.5 years since the United States and our allies responded to the attacks of September 11, 2001. The soldiers and the airmen of the Iowa National Guard answered that call on 9/11 and have served continuously since, working side by side with their Army and Air Force counterparts to help liberate nearly 50 million people from tyranny and terror in Iraq and Afghanistan, maintain peace in Egypt, Israel, and Kosovo, and protect the United States of America. Since 9/11, the soldiers and the airmen of the Iowa National Guard, their families, their employers, have made significant sacrifices on behalf of the American people. More than 65% of our soldiers and airmen currently serving are combat veterans. More than 16,000 of our men and women who have served in the ongoing campaigns in Iraq and Afghanistan, peacekeeping duties in Balkans and the Sinai Peninsula, and during emergency response missions in Iowa and across the country. Through multiple combat deployments and domestic support missions, the men and women currently serving in the Iowa Guard are among the most seasoned, experienced military professionals our state has ever fielded in more than 170-year history of the Iowa National Guard. The demand for forces over the past two decades has required almost continuous use of active National Guard and Reserve forces in order to meet the operational requirements for our armed forces. Our experience during this time frame has validated the total force concept in support of our national security interests. We are now at a point where current and projected demands for Army and Air Force assets will require continued access to the National Guard and the Reserve forces, making very real what has been a policy for some time. This means that the mobilization and the operational use of the National Guard, soldiers, airmen, and units will continue for the foreseeable future, despite the ongoing reductions overseas. The National Guard of the 21st century will require a versatile mix of tailorable, modular, and adaptable organizations, interdependently operating on a predictable rotational deployment timeline or cycle. This new concept is what is referred to as the operational force, which is a part of the Department of Defense total force policy. Over this last year, the Iowa National Guard has remained a national leader in many categories, consistently ranking near the top among the 54 states and territories. The Iowa National Guard remains a national leader in personnel recruiting and retention. Both the Iowa Air and Army National Guard began fiscal year 2011 with over 100% of authorized strength. And our retention rates exceed national goals and are among the highest in the nation. We have been at or exceeded 100% strength ever since 2003, a significant accomplishment considering that we've been at war as a nation as volunteers for almost nearly 10 years. Last year, the Iowa Army and Air National Guard executed the largest construction program in our history, with more than $148 million in military construction projects in Iowa. Those projects totaled $134 million, or more than 91% in federal funds. Additionally, we have received nearly $9.3 million in federal stimulus funding, which allowed us to complete 26 infrastructure projects around Iowa. We have also started replacing armories in Muscatine, Burlington, and Cedar Rapids, totaling $74 million in federal funding. As part of our requirements as an operational force, the Iowa National Guard prepared, deployed, and returned to Iowa several Army and Air National Guard units this past year and announced several unit notifications in support of upcoming overseas contingency operations in 2012. The 185th Air Refueling Wing from Sioux City continues to provide ongoing support for real-world missions to the Air Force, Army, Navy, and Marine Corps. Of the 185th's many worldwide missions, evacuating wounded warriors from a combat zone is one of the most important and unique missions that it executes. These air medical evacuation missions provide timely and efficient movement and mobile care to wounded servicemen and women being evacuated from the battlefield to land-stole Germany. In this past year, the 185th has deployed nearly 400 airmen around the globe for operational missions. As we gather today, more than 120 airmen from the Iowa Air National Guard's 132nd Fighter Wing in Des Moines and the 185th Air Refueling Wing in Sioux City are 8,000 miles away from home, participating in Sentry Down Under, a three-week exercise with our coalition partners, Australia. These Iowa airmen will conduct numerous flight missions, maintain high-performance fighter aircraft to exact standards, and learn about the capabilities and operations of the Royal Australian Air Force so that we can effectively operate with them in a coalition combat environment. The 135th Mobile Public Affairs Detachment returned to Iowa from Iraq in late October. During their deployment, they provided public affairs support to the United States Army's 3rd Infantry Division. The mission of the 135th was to collect, produce, and disseminate video, audio, and print stories, as well as online stories to civilian and military media organizations. The Information Operations Field Support Team deployed last March and has been operating in both Afghanistan and Iraq. Their expertise in processing and utilizing multiple sources of information has created opportunities for successful coalition operations. We look forward to welcoming them home later this spring. Company C, 2nd Battalion, 147th Aviation from Boone, is currently deployed to Kosovo, where they are conducting peacekeeping missions for the fledgling democracy. They've flown more than 150 missions and 2,000 accident-free flight hours while providing around-the-clock aviation support. In their spare time, many of the unit members are teaching English to the local students, and they also interact very closely with the community leaders. The 734th Agribusiness Development Team, comprised of 60 soldiers and airmen, is the first ever overseas combat deployment with both Air National Guard soldiers and Army National Guard soldiers serving together in a history that we've never seen before. This team's mission is the revitalization of the agricultural and livestock sector within the Kunar province in Afghanistan. Our team provides the expertise, the advice, and training in agriculture-related specialties to various provincial ministries and local farmers. During their pre-deployment preparation, the team established an outstanding relationship with Iowa State University. They also received training on a variety of agricultural topics. They also spent time at Living History Farms and with the Amish community to gain a hands-on experience in the past farming techniques and practices. Soldiers from Company B, 2nd of the 211th General Support Aviation Battalion, based in Davenport, has just arrived in Iraq and will be providing airlift capability for the coalition forces with their Chinook helicopters. But by far the most significant and anticipated deployment was the 2nd Brigade Combat Team's mission to Afghanistan with more than 3,000 soldiers deployed. The 2nd Brigade Combat Team deployment was the single largest call-up of its type in Iowa since World War II. Almost every community in Iowa has been affected by this deployment and their mission. To properly train, prepare, certify, send off, and deploy all these forces to standard takes a team effort from everyone, including our families, our employers, and our communities. As part of our last summer's surge of forces, we conducted our first ever annual training exercise in more than 30 years at Camp Ripley, Minnesota. This event involved nearly all Iowa National Guard units to provide logistical and training support to assist the 2nd Brigade soldiers in their preparation for mobilization over a 3-week period. In late July and August last year, we conducted nearly 30 community send-offs all across the state of Iowa for the soldiers of the 2nd Brigade. The community support and participation by local Iowans was outstanding. At every major community event, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Patriot Guard and Legion Riders, members of veterans organizations, local law enforcement, fire departments, veterans from all services, and community members showed up in the hundreds, and in some cases the thousands, to show that their respect and appreciation for our deploying warriors and their families. Members of the 2nd Brigade Combat Team serving in Afghanistan currently operate in 5 regional provinces across the Regional Command East in Afghanistan. These soldiers execute missions ranging from security, cordon and search, and convoy operations, to counterinsurgency, key leader engagements, and numerous other tasks. But one of the most important and unique missions conducted by this Iowa unit is the Female Engagement Team Initiative. Led by Captain Jody Marty, this hand-picked team of female Iowa National Guard soldiers works with coalition soldiers to gather intelligence and provide security for the Afghan females in accordance with Islamic culture. Members of the Female Engagement Team serve side by side with their male counterparts during combat operations in some of the most rugged terrain in the world. The dedication, the courage, skill, and professionalism of these Iowa women inspire the male and female soldiers alike. Every day, we see acts of kindness and generosity coming from the communities and our businesses. When Sergeant Brian Filer from Dyersville, Iowa, was wounded and lost part of his leg when he stepped on an anti-personnel mine in Afghanistan, the communities of Dyersville and Earlville immediately stepped up to the plate. The Earlville American Legion gave his family donations of over $2,100 to assist with expenses, while Beckman High School in Dyersville and the Earlville American Legion sponsored spaghetti suppers to raise money for the family. In addition, members of these communities have mowed the grass and shoveled snow for the Sergeant Filer family since he mobilized last August. Recently, Sergeant Adam Craig from Cherokee returned from the United States from Afghanistan with a very aggressive form of cancer. He is currently undergoing medical treatment at the National Institute of Health in Bethesda. He is deployed along with his sister and his wife. In order for his family and his mother, a longtime Hy-Vee employee with the Cherokee Hy-Vee store, to remain with her son at the hospital while he received the medical treatment, Hy-Vee sponsored a spaghetti feed and a silent auction to raise funds for the family. In addition, the store director, Tim Hoppert, and fellow co-workers have filled in at the Hy-Vee store during the absence of Sergeant Craig's mother so that she doesn't have to worry about taking extensive sick leave or family leave in order to be with her son. We have companies like Charles Gavis Ford of Des Moines who donated more than $100,000 to support our Officers Auxiliary Deployment Teddy Bear Project. This program provides all children of deployed soldiers and airmen with a teddy bear during the send-off event at their communities. Dr. Pepper Snapple of Des Moines donated over $45,000 to purchase phone cards and post-exchange gift cards for our soldiers and airmen to use overseas. These are just many of the efforts that are so vividly demonstrated across the state of Iowa by the generosity of our citizens. Iowa is truly a state that is serving together. Another important priority for the Iowa National Guard is ensuring that we can provide an effectively and timely emergency response capability right here in Iowa. Since the days of the Iowa Territory in the late 1830s, we have been deeply committed to protecting Iowans and safeguarding critical infrastructure in a moment's notice. with the large number of Iowa National Guard soldiers deployed in 2010 and 2011, our joint staff developed the Guard Emergency Situational Assessment Contact, or we referred to as GSAC program, to bring back National Guard retirees on a volunteer basis for critical assistance during local disasters and emergencies. Ironically, we had just completed the training for our first group of retirees when the Lake Delhi Dam breached. We immediately called retired Command Sergeant Major Lowell Teat from Anamosa, who quickly traveled to Lake Delhi and provided us with a situational report and assessed the possible future requirements that the Guard may have to provide. As of today, we have over 75 trained retirees ready to provide assistance all across the state. 2 weeks ago, during the winter blizzard that hit the southeast part of Iowa, we deployed 18 soldiers as part of the Highway Assistance Team. We partnered with the Iowa Department of Public Safety. We also Department of Transportation, to travel the highways and to assist stranded motorists. During that two-day operation, the Highway Assistance Team rescued 36 stranded motorists, and we took two to the hospital that were in need. Finally, an area of significance is how we are caring for our soldiers, our airmen, families, and employers. Since the start of the war, we have shown significant progress in resourcing and manning our warrior services. One area that we're particularly proud of is our efforts within the creation of the Survivor Outreach Support Program. The purpose of this program is to provide unparalleled support to the families of Iowa's fallen service members in every possible way. This includes assisting them with understanding and procuring benefits and entitlements, receiving counseling services, connecting with other families of fallen warriors through support groups, or assisting with any other issues that results from the loss of a loved one. Through this program, our staff has helped ensure that these survivors have received all benefits that they're entitled to and encourage them to remain an integral part of our military family for as long as they desire. We recognize that the mental and emotional wellness of our force is as important as the physical health. We are implementing a new program called Comprehensive Soldier Fitness, which increases the resiliency of our soldiers and families by strengthening their spiritual, emotional, and family well-beings, in addition to living healthy lifestyles. We're also training our soldiers within our units to be master resiliency trainers in order to provide immediate support for our warriors during the deployments and also as well back home. The focus of this program will ultimately help us to maintain the long-term health of our force. As part of the 2nd Brigade's combat deployment, we added 3 more family assistance specialists, bringing the total to 7. These specialists help family members connect the military, community, and veterans resources. They provide financial counseling, they get answers to the military health insurance questions, and they provide military identification cards for our dependents. During mobilizations, the family assistance specialists regularly check in with our families of our deployed service members to ensure that they're coping well and they're receiving the necessary services that they may need. We currently have family assistance specialists located at Camp Dodge, Iowa City, Council Bluffs, Waterloo, and as well as new offices in Sioux City, Fort Dodge, and Des Moines. Finally, let me say thank you to the legislature and the Senate for what you do every day to support the men and women of the Iowa National Guard. We deeply appreciate your efforts to provide the critical state funding to the Iowa National Guard to support our men and women in this challenging fiscal environment. We are extremely grateful for your continued support of the Iowa National Guard Education Assistance Program, which is helping over 1,200 Iowa National Guard soldiers and airmen defray their college or trade school educational expenses this academic year. The Home Ownership Assistance Program and the Injured Veterans Grant Program are highly effective programs that keep faith with those who have sacrificed to protect our state and defend our nation. There are currently more than 125 soldiers and airmen that have used the Home Ownership Assistance Program to purchase their first home in Iowa. We have over 18 families, like the families of Sergeant Filer and Sergeant Craig that have received the injured veterans grant due to injuries sustained during their deployments. The Home Ownership Assistance Program, coupled with the membership in the Iowa National Guard and the participation in the Tuition Assistance Program, have helped create powerful opportunities to soldiers, airmen, and their families to live, learn, and lead happy and fulfilling lives right here in Iowa. These young men and women join the Iowa National Guard units. They attend our Iowa trade schools, our colleges, our universities. They're hired by Iowa employers, and they buy Iowa homes, all of which creates a solid foundation for maintaining quality Iowa roots. None of this would be possible without the efforts of the legislature and the Senate. Thank you. Throughout the missions of the Iowa National Guard since our inception, Iowans from across the state have shown unbelievable kindness and encouragement to the members, and we are so grateful for the continued support. For the last 8 years, the Iowa National Guard has been tested like few times in its history, and this year is shaping up to be the most challenging yet. It's no small feat to prepare, train, equip, and deploy more than 3,300 soldiers and airmen while maintaining our organizational readiness, preparing training for our warfighters for future missions, taking care of our soldiers, our airmen, families, and their employers, all while providing a robust domestic emergency response capability for Iowa. And yet, despite these incredible challenges, I'm confident that the Iowa National Guard will continue to set the example for all states. We will be there whenever Iowa calls, and as a force, we will remain mission-focused and warrior-ready. May God bless you, your families, and God bless the men and women that are serving every day in harm's way. Thank you.